Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day. New hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today. My heart and I'm gonna do my part and make this a positively beautiful day.
Motan Spruill. Let me start by telling those of you that's on the show tonight that I am not a medical doctor. Most of you that are on week after week, you know this, but this is just my disclaimer. I am not a medical doctor. I am what's called a ND, a naturopathic doctor or naturopathic. What does that mean? It just simply means that I use natural modalities such as prayer and herbs and whole food and good water and exercise rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal itself and to maintain itself, because you all know that the body will heal itself if we give it what it needs in order for it to do it. So that's what I do. I'm also a certified raw chef. I hold certifications in herbology and nutrition, and I'm also a dry blood cell analysis. And I'm just saying all that to say this. Your good health is my business. That's my passion. You see, helping people be all they can be, educating the masses to take control of your health. Because that's what we've got to do, because there's so much going on in these here United States until, listen, we better recognize what's going on. My son called me from California today and asked me if I was aware of the fact that someone in Iowa had been arrested for selling raw milk. I'm like, oh, I'm not surprised. Did you hear the guy that was arrested for collecting rainwater? So, yeah. It's that time, and you know we've been talking about that for the longest. You know, for those of you that use Pure Herbs, you've seen what's going on with them. If you've gone to the website, you see that it's been stripped. The FDA has come in and made them take down just everything. Go visit the website. Go. In fact, you can go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info, I-N-F-O, and then click on Pure Herbs, and you'll see that the website is no longer the website it used to be. And for those of you that have the Herbs for You books, hold on to them because you can no longer get them. And I have been saying that for the longest. In fact, I had really seriously intended to stockpile more than I did, but okay, that's what time it is. I am excited tonight, guys. I have a special guest that's going to be with us tonight, and his name is Daniel Sarna, and he's doing some really interesting things with low-level laser, and he's going to be here to tell you all about that. It's really exciting. Exciting what he's doing with this low-level laser, and you guys are you're really gonna want to get a pencil and paper. I say this every week because you're gonna want to jot down some information tonight on low-level laser. You're gonna want to jot down some times of he's gonna be giving some demos in the area, so you're gonna want to know when, where, what time, so get your pen and paper ready, and we're going to listen to Dan educate us on low-level laser. I had a demo done on last evening. Oh, excuse me. And I'm going through what's called detoxing right now. My cells are detoxing, so. Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, it's always a good thing to detox. So, yeah. Listen, how was your day today? Did you have a good day today? I had an awesome day today. I'm getting ready to get into some body toning. I purchased me a weight bench and some weights, and I'm getting ready to get buffed. Not like that, but you know. I want to be really toned and defined, and so hey, I'm feeling good about who I am at this stage of my life. So I hope you're doing the same thing. I hope you know being your best you. I'm being my best me. I hope you're being your best you. I want you guys to know that if there's anything that you miss on the call tonight, you can always feel free to go to my website, www.yourgoodhealth.info. You can always give me a call during business hours at 734-895-1940. From 10 to 5 during the weekdays, and on Saturdays from 11 to 1. And I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you might have. I also want to let you guys know that Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. They're doing some really interesting things. So you got to drop by on other nights and visit some of the other lineups that we have going on. Okay? So now, without further ado, I'm going to, my guest has entered the studio. So I'm going to bring him on at this time. I want to introduce to you guys Daniel Sarna. Dan is professionally trained as a certified public accountant with a background in economics. And in 2004, while undertaking an extensive analysis of the American economy, Dan came to realize that the United States ranked number one in the world in per capita expenditures on medical care. Isn't that something? Yet ranked near 40th among industrialized countries in the health of its citizens. This guy, he is really knowledgeable, you guys. You are going to really love listening to him tonight. But now check this out. Since undertaking this study, the situation in America has only gotten worse, and I'm sure we all know that. But this is where the dynamics of the low-level laser came in. After losing his entire family to chronic degenerative diseases such as cancer and multiple sclerosis and heart disease, and worse yet, watching as the medical profession was not capable of providing his family members with any positive outcome, Dan decided that he needed to take control of his own health and his own life. So after suffering from a chronic knee pain for over a year and not getting any relief from his chiropractor or other health care providers, a friend of Dan suggested that he try the low-level laser, and he did. It was applied to his inflamed joint, and within 15 minutes, the pain was gone. Yeah, you heard me right. 15 minutes, the pain was gone. So Dan became very intrigued by the outcome, so he met with Dr. Larry Lytle. Dr. Lytle is the developer of the Q-Laser, and it's a patented low-level laser, and he, this is just so interesting because the dynamics of this thing, it's something like out of the Twilight Zone, but then not really. It's so simple that even, you know, someone that's really not into this sort of thing can really understand the dynamics of it. So without further ado, guys, I want to present to some and introduce to other Dan Sarna, and he's going to be talking to you tonight about low-level lasers and how they became an integral part, how it can become an integral part of everybody's health management program. So with that said, good evening, Dan. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Good evening, Doris. Thank you for having me, and thank you for the great introduction.
How are you tonight?
Oh, just fine, just fine.
That's great. Well, we are excited to hear about this low-level laser. So, you know, without any further ado, I've told the listening audience a little bit about you, but now tell us about this Q-Laser. What exactly is it? What does it do? Just, you've got the floor.
Great. What I want to do, I want to start off and just give you a brief overview of what is a low-level laser and how does it work. And simply, a low-level laser combines elements in diodes, much like the diodes in your computer. And when these diodes are energized with a DC current, they emit a light called photons. And these photons are little waves of light that are so small they're measured in nanometers. And one nanometer is a billionth of a meter, so very, very small particles at the atomic level. The low-level lasers that I am discussing are not powerful enough to do any cutting, Regardless of how long they are used, they will not create damage. Rather, low-level lasers work at the cellular level to restore the cells to health. The United States Food and Drug Administration has investigated the safety of laser instruments and officially referred to this Class 1 low-level laser as a non-significant risk device. Following are some of the physiological effects of low-level laser therapy. First, low-level lasers promote protein and collagen synthesis for damaged tissues, which speed up the healing process. And I'm sure many of the ladies on the call caught the word collagen, and that's right. Applying low-level laser to the skin can have dramatic impacts in terms of removing some of the aging signs that we all get as we move on in life. And restore the skin basically to the luster that you had when you were a very, very young person. Second, low-level lasers promote enzyme production and provide more nutrients and oxygen to damaged cells. And as you know, Doris, that's an important part of the healing process. Third, low-level lasers speed up lymphatic drainage and reduce swelling, edema, and discoloration caused by injury and surgery. What I want to do, I want to depart here, and I want to introduce you to two important technical concepts that in and of themselves are very important to your health and the health of your listeners, and I will also show you how they are addressed by low-level lasers.
Okay, but Dan,
since I've known you for the better part of a decade, these two concepts...
Before you do that, can you tell us a little bit about how did this laser come about? I think that it's Dr. Larry Lytle that he was the one that really developed the laser. How did it come about? Who is Larry Lytle?
Larry Lytle is a 77-year-old man. He resides in South Dakota, and he's a dentist by trade. And he's just one of these people that never, ever, ever stop learning. And in his quest to try and help people and eliminate their suffering, his career path just moved into looking into this technology in the 1990s. And after many, many years of experimentation, he developed a low-level laser that he subsequently patented and has been taking to the market for about 15 years. So, it's funny how your career path moves on in life. Sometimes you wouldn't think that a dentist would move into this area, but that's where he is, and he's probably one of the world's foremost experts on laser, low-level laser technology. In fact, now, Doris, he's completing a double-blind placebo-controlled study in the country of India, working with doctors on type 2 diabetes. And the results of that study will be published very shortly, but when I had dinner with him this past week, I was advised that they're absolutely nothing short of stunning. So,
that's awesome. So
yeah, and I'll talk a little bit more about type 2 diabetes later on in the presentation, and what some Russian scientists and doctors have done with this particular malady, and it will be of very big interest to your audience.
So is it being used in the area of dentistry at this time?
Yes. In fact, really what happens here is many dentists have embraced the low-level laser in their practice, and 75% of the people that use the low-level laser in a clinical environment do not have to have Novocaine when they're having their teeth worked on. And what's really interesting, you've met my colleague Andre Numi, Doris.
Yes.
He has had 5 root canals in his life, and one of them really didn't take well, and it causes him periodic pain such that he cannot eat hot or cold food. And it was just 3 weeks ago he applied the laser to that tooth, for probably 5 to 10 minutes, and it has now been 3 weeks, and there is absolutely no pain in his mouth. He can take hot and cold beverages. In my case, I have a tooth. It's a wisdom tooth in my upper mouth that's going to need some attention. Either it's going to be crowned or I'm going to have a root canal. And the dentist is just debating whether there's enough of a tooth for them to actually do the crown. And about a week ago, I had some excruciating pain, and I really wasn't ready for it. I'm in no mood to go and have this worked on at this point in time. And I lasered it one evening for about a good 10 to 15 minutes. went to sleep that night, and have had almost no pain for 2 weeks now. So the low level, you know, the low level laser is very good at helping manage pain at all levels of the body, not just on a skeletal and muscular basis as it did with my knee, but it's also very good for managing pain like when you have dental pain. But
Fantastic. Yeah, and so obviously
and as this presentation progresses, I'm going to tell you something about your mouth and the teeth in your mouth that is absolutely stunning, and how the low-level laser works with the teeth in a manner that I had never heard of, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, I have two things I want to run by you, and I don't know if your technical advisors have ever discussed this, but I want to talk about something called ATP. ATP, it's an acronym for adenosine triphosphate, and that's just a fancy name for the energy that's produced by your body's 70 trillion cells. Nutrients from the food that we eat are absorbed into the bloodstream and delivered by the blood to the body's cells. The nutrients enter the cells through the permeable cell membrane and are processed by mitochondria, which are the little furnaces inside the cells. The end result is ATP, and this is the energy that sustains your life, Doris. If your cells are not producing ATP, they're dying. And if the cells are not producing ATP in an organ like a heart, a liver, or a kidney, you're dying very quickly. Here's the critical point, Doris. When the body's cells are efficiently taking in nutrients and producing ATP, we live healthy lives. When this process breaks down, we develop conditions. These conditions are often referred to as chronic disease. Now, what I've learned in my research the last 3 years is that there's a school of thought that every chronic disease, Doris, without exception, is related to inadequate production of ATP. And let me just read you briefly a listing of these diseases: Alzheimer's, dementia, autism, cancer, Crohn's disease, diabetes, fibromyalgia, insulin resistance, irritable bowel, kidney and liver failure, lupus, multiple sclerosis, neuropathy, rheumatoid arthritis, strokes. And to save time, I've skipped half of them. And the thinking now, Doris, is that these are all labels. They're all labels put on conditions that exhibit different symptoms, but they all come from one source: inadequate production of ATP. Now, you're going to ask, how does this relate to low-level lasers? First, scientists have found that to properly deliver nutrients to the cells, the body must produce a tasteless, odorless, virtually weightless substance known as nitric oxide. In his book, Healing Light, Dr. Larry Lytle, the developer of the Q-laser, states that a scientific study showed that the low-level laser enhances the production of nitric oxide. Thus, it can be said that low-level lasers support the body's production of ATP. So when you were in my office the other day addressing some of the issues you had, you were putting light, you were putting energy into your body. And that energy just didn't stop at whatever we were addressing. That energy kept going through your body. And one of the side impacts that you have, or side effects, the good side effects, is the production of nitric oxide, which is essential to delivering the nutrients to your cells from all the good food that you eat, and the production of ATP. So in my line of thinking, if I don't want to die a miserable death from cancer or lupus or heart disease or any of these, I've got to make sure I'm producing cellular energy. And, you know, exercise, diet, prayers, you know, good sleep, all these things contribute to it, as does the laser. Does that make sense, Doris?
Yes, it does. And I must tell the listening audience, too, that I've been doing some really hard running because I'm really preparing to do a marathon next year, and I've had some really some muscle things going on. So I'm anxious to see. I'm going to go back tomorrow and have another little touch up done and get these muscles in shape. So yeah, I'm excited about it. So, but to think, I mean, just to know that this laser can also help, does it heal the body of things such as I was noticing herpes and hypertension and all these things? Does it actually heal the body, or does it actually help the body with this, the production of this, what is it?
ATP.
ATP that you were talking about. How exactly does it help the body to heal?
Well, first of all, you know, the first thing that everybody looks at with this is when people are in pain, they want to get out of pain, okay? And one of the great things that it does is it reduces inflammation. It can reduce inflammation dramatically within a matter of minutes by as much as 80%, and that takes you out of pain. But as you know, the question ultimately is, why were you in pain? What was the cause of the pain? So in terms of basically healing the body, what we're really doing, I think, with this is, along with all the other good things you're doing, you're trying to support the body, keep it in a state of homeostasis so the body can work the way God designed it. That's the way I look at it. I don't see it so much as quote-unquote healing as basically helping the body get back into a mode where, you know, it can do the job that it was designed to do.
Okay.
So the production of that cellular ATP, I can't tell your audience how important that is. They should spend some time on their own learning about that, because effectively, if you think about it, if you're getting nutrients to your cells and the cells absorb those nutrients and create energy and then dispose of the waste in a proper manner as part of the energy production process, what can possibly go wrong? You see what I'm saying? It's the very breakdown of that process that starts putting you into a disease state. You know, one of the things is if you have cells that become debased, and as you know, all cells die and they give birth to new cells, and that process keeps going. If a cell gives birth to a debased cell, that is oftentimes known as cancer. And as that cell starts replicating over and over again, it starts crowding out organs and systems, and eventually the person dies. But no matter what you have, no matter what condition you have, really, it seems to be linked back right now to the cellular level, as it must. And so to answer your question, this device is just helping support you at the cellular level. The pain management is nice. We all want to get out of pain, but the question is, you know, why were you in pain in the first place?
Exactly. So how safe is it? How safe is this therapy, the Q-laser therapy?
Well, what happens with this device is you cannot hurt yourself. You could run it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and what's happened is you're wasting your time. The body will only take as much light energy as it needs, and it will reject the rest. So there's no way that you could over-apply this laser and burn yourself. It's a very, very soft healing light, and when the body's got as much energy as it needs, it will put it to use, and the rest of it will simply reject. And one of the things that they found out is that animals, which I believe have a very, very high level of instinct, I've been told that animals, after they're being lasered, will walk away after a period of time. And it's their way of telling you, I've had enough. Don't waste your time. Don't invest any more with me. But you can never hurt yourself with this. It's called a level one laser, as set forth by the FDA, and it can't hurt you. Now, the particular laser that I use with Dr. Larry Lytle is approved by the FDA, but only for one purpose: osteoarthritis of the hand. And I know it sounds crazy that you would look at something like osteoarthritis, which can plague all your joints, your knees, your ankles, your elbows, you know, your neck, parts of your spine, and only focus on approving it for the hand. But that's the way the government works, as you know. It was a very, very narrow clinical study, and it passed, and it was approved. And as time goes on, Dr. Lytle will submit application and try and get it approved for other conditions.
That's great.
And so, the next thing that I want to just touch on, and it takes a few minutes, but it was something that I was just telling you about yesterday, and it is maybe one of the most incredible concepts that I've ever heard of, and had never heard of it until I met Dr. Lytle. And it's called proprioception. And proprioception, it starts with the development of the fetus in the mother. And Dr. Lytle teaches that the first parts of the human to develop are the brain and the nervous system, including the teeth. Hence, he views the teeth as a link between the brain and the nervous system. So he is viewing, I always thought of the teeth as just something I use to grind up my food before I swallow it. But not so. I'm going to quote you a couple paragraphs from his book, Low-Level Laser Application Guide, and you will come to understand that how your teeth are positioned in your mouth will create many, will impact many functions in your body, including your heart rate, high blood pressure, possibly diabetes, and many other conditions that people have could be impacted, believe it or not, by your teeth. And here's what he says. The teeth and jaws are an extension of the brain and spinal cord. Loss of support between the upper and lower jaws results in dental distress syndrome, which results in improper or faulty feedback to the brain. Improper or faulty dental proprioception affects the fifth cranial nerve, which serves the lower jaw. This nerve has both motor and sensory functions and affects over 50% of the brain's signals. And here's a critical statement. Therefore, any misalignment of the jaw or improper dental proprioception negatively affects the fifth cranial nerve and can adversely affect over 50% of your body's functions. Now, I had a few more paragraphs here that I could read, but I just wanted to say here that in my particular case, I have a strong suspicion that I personally have an issue with proprioception to the brain. Over the years, my dentist has commented on the condition of my molars due to grinding my teeth in my sleep. And now, Doris, when I think back over it, over the past 10 years, I have experienced increased spells of dizziness and tinnitus, and both of those can be attributable to dental proprioception. To put it quite bluntly, I'm not getting enough blood to the brain. And it's not a function of high or low blood pressure. It's just that if your teeth are not sitting right, the flow of blood to the brain is just not going to work. Now, Dr. Lytle has developed a protocol to help eliminate faulty proprioception to the brain by applying Q laser to various points on the body. And this is something that we experimented with you on yesterday, Doris.
Yes.
However, now, and this is critical, if the results achieved by applying this protocol are not satisfactory, the person may need to have custom dental tabs made that compensate for dental deficiencies. So the laser can basically, by applying it to the points that we used for you yesterday, under the jaw where the TMJ is, on the pec muscles on the chest, and then on the reverse side, right on the back side of the shoulders, those can bring your jaw into balance and your teeth can be striking in the right fashion, and your bodily functions are going to work well. But to the extent that you've had major dental work done or lost some molars, you may need to have dental tabs put in on your teeth where your molars are to wear them to make sure that you restore yourself to the way you were designed when you were born. So this is something for your readers. They can take out a pencil and pen here. Dr. Lytle has a lab that makes these dental tabs, but better yet, I was just this past weekend referred to a local dentist that makes them at a cost approximating $225. So give or take, that's their fee for them to measure you, do an imprint, and develop the tabs. I can't vouch for this dentist, although he comes recommended from the most trustworthy sources that I have. Personally, I'm going to book an appointment with his office in September and get fitted for them to see if this, along with using the laser, can improve my condition. And this dentist's name is John Lee Lay, John, L-I-E-L-A-I-S. He's located in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, and his telephone number is 248-642-5471. Again, 248-642-5471. So your listeners are free basically to put a call in there. They can speak with his assistant, find out more about the process, and see if it makes sense for them to consider it. But
okay.
What Dr. Lytle says as a dentist
is...
I just want to
excuse me, Dan, just one second. I want to let the listening audience know that If you have any questions or any comments, if you're familiar with Q-Laser or what have you, just press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I can bring you in to ask a question of Dan Sarna. And for those of you in the chat room, if you have a question, all you have to do is ask it, and I'll ask it of Mr. Sarna, okay? So go ahead, Dan.
Okay. What I want to do now is we want to go international here, and I briefly want to cite the results of some studies done by the Russian scientist Doris with type 2 diabetics. As you know, type 2 diabetes is a condition that is just taking over our country. It's estimated
Absolutely.
That close to 1 in 10 Americans are diabetic, and another 2 in 10 are on the verge of becoming diabetic. And here's a quote. A 2010 Russian study reports using multiple diode low-level laser therapy on approximately 60 diabetic patients from the age of 3 to 73 with very positive results. Blood sugar levels dropped by 50 to 200 milligrams per 100 milliliters in 98% of the subjects after each low-level laser session. 50 to 200 points, Doris, after each session by applying the low-level laser to the pancreas, okay? And just basically firing it up and introducing that healing light to the pancreas for a matter of 3 minutes. Now, here's a quote from a doctor, and this is really, really spectacular. Quote, and this comes from Asaf Harifek at the medical center, and I believe this was in Tel Aviv. These were Russian doctors, but I think they were working out of Tel Aviv, Israel. Quote, the first most important conclusion made during this clinical experimental study is that even in advanced cases of diabetes mellitus, the pancreas retains its ability to restore the functional possibilities of its tissues as well as their regeneration. It should be well noted that the common thought that it is impossible for the pancreas to restore its function and morphology in cases of diabetes mellitus has definitely come to an end in the history of this disease and mankind. That's pretty powerful, Doris.
That is.
So basically what they're saying is no matter how far along you are in terms of having degraded your pancreas, they can actually stimulate it with the laser so it can produce the insulin, so basically the body can absorb the more complex carbohydrates that we eat, which is, of course, turned into glucose. Glucose basically is a sugar that goes into the cell that ultimately leads to the production of ATP. So without that insulin, your body basically cannot absorb these sugars, and as you know, they kind of swim around the body and create a lot of havoc as they build up inside the arterial walls and plaque. So once again, it goes back to the old ATP equation, you know, where you want to make sure that the body is able to assimilate nutrients and create energy. So I thought you'd get a kick out of that one.
That was really exciting.
As I wrap up here, I wanted to tell you something here. This technology was once only used by chiropractors, dentists, and naturopathic doctors operating on the cutting edge of technology, but now we're seeing more and more instances where low-level laser technology is being brought into the office of the medical doctor. Every day I'm seeing more and more medical doctors that are promoting this technology. Typical charges are in the range of $100 to $150 per treatment, with the number of treatments being dependent on the condition. Now, here's the question. Do you need to be a doctor to use low-level laser on your body? And the answer to this question provided by Dr. Lytle, and I'm sure seconded by you after yesterday, is a resounding no. This technology has been designed to be used by the average person in the privacy of his own home. And you saw yesterday how easy it is to use it.
Yes.
In wrapping up here, here's my offer to your audience. Two things. First, if anyone would like to request an information packet, which includes a DVD and a brochure that talks a little bit more about this technology, gets a little bit more into the science, tells them a little bit more about it, they need to call this number, 313-406-6213. I'll repeat, 313-406-6213. When prompted, Just leave your name and address, and I'll see that a package is sent to you. Second, after reviewing the contents of the packet, any member of your audience can call to arrange for a no-cost, no-obligation demonstration in my office in Dearborn Heights. I'm located roughly at the intersection of Telegraph and Warren. I'm not exactly there, but that'll give you some idea where I am here in Dearborn Heights. For the balance of August, Doris, I'm reserving Thursday evenings. Make a note of this, the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th, between the hours of 6 p.m. and 10 p.m., for members of this audience on this call to stop by my office and work with the Q-Laser. So they will come in and work with the laser. I will show them how to turn it on, how to apply it, and then I'll step back and they can work with it as long as they see fit. Once again, that's the beauty of this product. You don't have to be a doctor. It's virtually point and click, as you saw the other day. Now, one other very important thing as I wrap up. When your audience members visit my office, they'll be invited to join the Q-Laser Private Membership Association. When you join this association, you'll be assigned a username and password that enables you to access the cutting-edge research of Dr. Lytle and other doctors and scientists around the world. You'll have access to various reports written by Dr. Lytle, including an excellent one on proprioception. There's a spectacular 5-6-page report he wrote on proprioception with great graphics that show the alignment of the teeth with the brain and the nervous system and all the nerve endings that link between the brain and the nervous system of your body so that your audience members can fully come to appreciate why having teeth that are properly aligned in their mouth is so critical to their health. And if they don't have that, I hate to say it, but all the supplements and all the exercise and all the sleep in the world isn't going to solve a lot of their problems. This is really important that they get a handle on this and make sure that it's properly managed. So I hope this was worthwhile, Doris. You know, I don't want to overwhelm people. I wanted to give them a smidge of what's going on here, but it's really exciting, and I encourage them to call me and take advantage of the offer to get the literature and then follow up and come and hang with me for a couple hours applying the laser to their own bodies.
Well, this has been interesting, and we all know how important the correct alignment of our teeth are because I did a show one evening, and I talked extensively on whole body dentistry and how to even go a little bit farther than that, every tooth in our mouth is connected to an organ in our body. So, you see, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And we did a lot of research as far as finding holistic dentists when my daughter in Georgia had to have some teeth work done. And I suggested that everybody get the book called Whole Body Dentistry by Mark A. Bruner. He's a DSS, and he's talking about, a DDS, and he talks about how important it is because, and I know you mentioned a root canal too, Dan. You might want to take a look at that book and find out some alternatives to root canals. But, yeah, this is really exciting. So I just want everybody to know that, as Dan mentioned, for the remainder of this month, on the 16th, the 23rd, and the 30th, he's going to be having some demonstrations at his office. And what was that time again, Dan?
I'm going to block out 6 to 10 in the evening. So if somebody wants to come before dinner, fine, or if they want to come after dinner, fine. So I'll just keep that four-hour block open because I know people work, you know, during the day, and that'll hopefully accommodate their schedule.
Okay,
and I'll keep
so
that open for
time?
Your people so I'll be doing nothing else so, you know, that I can give them the proper attention.
Okay, so what is that number they call to RSVP?
Okay, basically the first thing they need to do, first of all, I really like them to call first and request the brochure and DVD only
right.
because it takes them, Doris, it takes them up to another level, in other words, in terms of understanding this.
Mm-hmm.
So when they come in, they know what the laser looks like. They've heard Dr. Lytle talk about how it works and what it's done for some people, you know, and they've gotten a little bit more understanding than I was able to give them today. So that's area code 313-406-6213. So if they called in the next day or so, you know, we could immediately get a package out to them, and then they would have time to review it and then they could either start booking for the 16th, 23rd, or 30th of the month of August.
That's great. So I just want to
It just makes my life easier when someone comes in with just that little bit of extra knowledge, and there's some really spectacular stuff, as you saw yesterday on that DVD. Remember the little one about the little baby bear, a cub that fell out of the tree and was paralyzed.
Right.
And they were gonna euthanize him, and it turns out that the farmer's chiropractor had bought a laser from Dr. Lytle and was lasering the farmer. And so he called Dr. Lytle and asked if the laser would work on the bear. And you saw the video with me yesterday, Doris. Within 2 weeks, the bear was starting to walk. Within 4 weeks, he was fully recovered from going into a state of paralysis to being able to walk. And basically what that did is repaired the nerve damage to the back that he suffered when he fell out of the tree. That's covered
okay.
in the DVD. It's kind of cool to watch it. And there's a whole lot of other stuff in it, Doris.
Okay, that sounds great. So listen, I just want to let the audience know tonight, if you have any questions, all you have to do is just push number one on your keypad, and we can bring you in to ask some questions of Dan. If you have a question, now is the time to do it concerning the low-level laser. I'd just like to know, Dan, so do you treat people? I mean, if they wanted to have this done, do you treat them or what is it?
Absolutely not.
Uh-huh.
By law, I am not allowed to treat anybody. And what I'm doing is I'm demonstrating a product. I'm demonstrating a technology. And and usually what happens is within a couple times, there is a positive outcome. People will notice some type of difference in their body based on using the low-level laser. And then at that point in time, it's just like anything in life, they have to decide if it makes sense for them to have this device in their home to share with their family members, friends, neighbors, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So effectively, I do not charge. I never will charge. If I were a doctor and I had this in my practice, I'd be charging. I tell people, you know, when you look at what doctors are charging, I didn't tell you this, Doris, but next door to my office here is I believe it's a podiatrist, a foot doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And Andre was telling me that he shares space with Andre's chiropractor, and Andre was telling me that he had a special $495 to $995 in that range to treat toenail fungus.
Okay.
Using a high-powered laser. His was very high-powered. Apparently, he hit your foot for a very short period of time, and he would do it multiple times, but sooner or later, the fungus would die, the nail would grow out, and
uh-huh.
you'd have a nice nail restored. Well, that's a lot of money. The low-level laser system that I have will address toenail fungus. So it's just another case where you're seeing doctors of various specialties are incorporating this into their practice, maybe not this model, but I'm telling families really that this is something almost like a medicine kit. No family would be a first aid kit in their home.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be like a high-tech first aid kit that you probably want to have in your home.
Okay.
So
well, listen,
my attitude is
question.
I'll give people 2 to 3 sessions. We'll explore it. We'll work with it.
Okay.
They can learn about its capability in the privacy of my office. They can learn what it's really capable of doing. And then when they walk away, they know more than when they came indoors.
Okay. Well, listen, we have a question coming from the 734 area code.
Okay.
Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Hi, this is Linda. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how are you?
I wanted to know something, okay? I got it on the tail end of the show tonight, okay? But
mm-hmm.
I did pick up something. I just wanted to know, is it helpful for my knees? Because I've been told that I have to have knee replacement, and I just refuse to go through knee surgery. I just refuse to go through it. And
here's probably what's happening to your knees. This is the way I look at it. The pain could be what's called an osteoarthritis, where the bones are rubbing together. Okay?
Yeah.
If it is that, believe it or not, it goes back to, well, that's the symptom. What's the problem? The problem really could be caused by your muscles and tendons not being properly lined up. And believe it or not, proprioception can play a role in that. When you come to my office and we run the proprioception rebalancing on you, you can actually shift. You actually will see your jaw and your neck shift, and your body comes into realignment. And we can actually look at those muscle groups that you have and just try to realign them. Now, if the pain is a rheumatoid arthritis, not an osteo, but a rheumatoid, you can pretty much figure here's what's happening. You are toxic. And rheumatoid arthritis would be an autoimmune disease where your body gets confused and your immune system is attacking your joints. And that's basically the immune system would be sending out what's called cytokines, which are markers on your body, and then the immune system goes to work attacking the cells, and basically it's destroying your body because the immune system is confused. So, number one, the laser can deal with that pain no matter what it is, and it can get that inflammation to go down, so you eliminate the pain. But why is this happening? If it is rheumatoid arthritis, and Doris can help you with this, you must detoxify. You are loaded with toxins. You have to get those toxins out of your body so your immune system does its job fighting funguses and bacteria and parasites, you see what I'm saying, instead of attacking yourself. So to answer your question, it can be very, very beneficial. One thing that that I didn't mention, and you will come to learn this, is the laser will neutralize toxins in your body. And it's not so much chemically changing them, it neutralizes the energy. Toxins create a very, very bad vibration or energy in your body, and you want to keep the energy very, very high. And think of prayer as being about one of the highest energies that you can get in life, and you want to basically have all your cells functioning at that high level of energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes sense because you said my body is not aligned. So what I'm thinking of is that I was always told something pertaining to rickets or being bow-legged.
Yeah. So I think that working with Doris, she has various herbs. I know she does that. Basically, help neutralize the chemicals. These herbs will bind to your Doris. They'll bind to your heavy metals, your aluminum, your mercury, and neutralize them. Do you know that they did a study in 2004? And they took the umbilical cords of 10 pregnant women, and they subjected those umbilical cords to test. And they found, at $10,000 a test, by the way, they found 218 chemicals in the umbilical cords of the newborn babies. They found DDT, the pesticides. They found mercury. They found lead. They found aluminum. All the heavy metals were there, all the pesticides, all the chemicals that we've used in our hairsprays, in our deodorants, in our house cleaning products. They were all there in the umbilical cord of the infants. And the theory had been that the newborn baby was protected by the umbilical cord and would not be subjected to the toxins that the mother had. And that study blew away what medical professionals thought. And that's why you see today so many young children. Whoever heard of a five-year-old baby or boy having cancer of the brain? Whoever heard of that? Never.
Yeah.
Yet everywhere I go, I see little signs raising money for Joey or Susie who has this leukemia, who has this brain tumor, has this. Well, what's happening is they're being born with high levels of toxins, and their immune systems are compromised. They have two strikes against them before they even come out of their mother's womb. So it really is a major problem. And as older people, I know Doris and I have tried to change the way we live, but out of ignorance in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, I used deodorants with aluminum. I drank pop out of cans, aluminum cans. I shouldn't be drinking pop to begin with, but I did a lot of silly stuff. And, I'm still paying for it. But at least with Doris's help, we know how to go after that.
So Linda wants to make sure that she gets the information so that she can call you and get the packet.
Yes.
Yeah, and if you're in 734, where do you live?
I live in Westland, off between Palmer and Newburgh Road.
Man, you're within,
so just make sure you get
10
the
minutes
information.
Of me.
Okay, we've got about 4 minutes, and we'll be wrapping it up. So,
okay, I'll
Linda,
give a call.
Okay.
I'll give you a call. That number you
okay.
gave, 406-6213.
Yep. Yeah, it'll be
okay.
recorded message. Leave your name and mailing address, and we'll have a package out to you tomorrow.
Great.
You can even call it tonight, leave a message, and I'll see that ship a package tomorrow.
Okay, thanks so much for calling, Linda. Thank you so very much. We do appreciate it. Well, we've got about 4 minutes left, guys, so if there's any other questions, now is your time to ask. And it can't be, you can't be too long-winded with it. You've waited until almost when the show is over. So if you've got a question, now is the time to let Dan know. Dan, I was just surprised that they're using a lot of low-level laser in the area of sports medicine. And to really find out that not only does it penetrate the muscle tissue, but even the bone, that was really exciting to me, you know?
Yes. In fact, in one of Dr. Lytle's books, and he's written five of them, he'll have another one coming out shortly on hypertension, blood pressure, and how the low-level laser can deal with that. But one of his books, I think he talked about the New England Patriots, when they won one of their Super Bowls, they attributed it to using this technology because it enabled their athletes to recover much more quickly, Doris.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well,
so
listen,
let's join the group and let's use it for ourselves. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So just give your information one more time, how they can go about getting this packet so we
okay.
can, you know, become abreast of this technology, which is really not new technology. It's just new to us. So give
exactly.
that information one more time. We got about 2 minutes.
Yes, area code 313-406-6213.
All right.
There's a recorded message. Just leave your information. We'll get a packet to you. Yeah, Doris, as you come to learn more about this and you start traveling around the world, once you get on that that Private Membership Association website, you'll start seeing what's going on in Asia, what's going
exactly.
on in Europe, what's going on in Russia, what's going on in South America. And we're a little behind here in America, but we're catching on. But as you astutely noted, this technology has been around for a better part of 20, 30 years and has been embraced in other cultures. But it's now going mainstream in America. So
right.
why not jump on the bandwagon?
Exactly. Well, thanks so much, Dan. Thanks for coming on Here's to Your Health and educating us as to the benefits, the positive health benefits of Q-Laser. And we look forward to my guest tonight. We have a packed house tonight, so we look forward to everybody calling and becoming more aware. Remember, we've got to be conscientious consumers. We got to know. We got to take control of our health because, you know what, the revolution will not be televised. So with that being said, I'd just like to thank you again, and I look forward to you coming on again and telling us more positive things about Q-Laser, and I will be sharing my experience with it to you guys. So stay tuned. And I'd like to invite you all to come back next week. Dan, you got to come back. Thanks so much, okay?
Thank you for having me, Doris. My pleasure.
Okay. Listen, everybody, you've heard it from the horse's mouth. I mean, this man was having some really bad pain in his knees, and this laser seems to have been the thing for him. So, I mean, go by and check it out. I mean, he's going to let you check it out for, you know, it's a demonstration so that you can try it. So why not, you know? But thanks so much for joining in to Here's to Your Health tonight with me, Dr. D. Here's to Your Health has been brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station, and I thank each and every one of you for being a part. Listen, you're the reason I'm here. So thank you so very much. I love you guys. Come back next week. We'll do it again. Okay? Have a blessed night. Good night.
Good night.
Well, the U.S. and Israel are set to hold what is being called the largest and most significant war games in the two allies' history. U.S. Assistant Secretary for Political and